Chapter 134. A Dog's Mission 6, 2. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, host, you're actually hiding private points from me. The system had prepared itself to be blackmailed by Su Yuyang, but to its surprise, not only had the system store's items decreased, but the points on its own balance hadn't been reduced, and Su Yuyang's points hadn't turned negative either. This could only mean one thing. Su Yuyang hadn't run up any credit and had saved up private points. What do you mean hiding? You're not my wife. Am I not allowed to save a little money for myself? Su Yuyang retorted without any pressure. The points he earned were his own, and he wasn't going to tell this foolish system about them. Wah, so unfair. The host has points but doesn't pay up, and is hiding them all for himself. The system, feeling dejected, sulked. Su Yuyang, this scoundrel of a host, felt no guilt whatsoever and slept soundly. Until Su Su got off work and came home. Along with her, there was also the classmate who had lent her money. Your place is so far away, is it safe? The male classmate walked in and looked around, showing a bit of disdain. Actually, I have a room available at my place. If you need it, just let me know. Why did you come all the way here on your own? Well, I just found this place and moved in directly. I didn't want to keep bothering you. Su Su smiled awkwardly. She was really tired after work today. It had taken so much effort to finalize the contract for the other place, and she didn't want to have dinner with her male classmate. But since he had lent her so much money, she felt she couldn't refuse, even though she really wanted to go home and focus on her writing to try to earn money by getting published as soon as possible. Bothering? It's nothing. We've been old friends for so many years. Didn't you help me out back then? The male classmate said, becoming much more modest at this point. Come on, I'll cook today and make you something nice. You go ahead and get to work. Su Yuyang, noticing the ingredients in the male classmate's hands, couldn't help but think, well, this guy's actually a little warm-hearted. Su Su tried to stop him a few times but ultimately gave in. She took Tuan Tuan out for a walk, muttering to herself. Tuan Tuan, what do you think? Should I accept his kindness? Of course, Tuan Tuan couldn't answer her. It could only look at her, step forward, and lick her little leg. All right, I get it. Let's go, I still need to get back and write. The ticklish feeling lifted Su Su's spirits. She already had Tuan Tuan, so why did she need to bring someone else into her life to forget the pain from the past? People need to learn to grow. Some pain needs to be faced alone, not by dragging others into it to help carry the burden. Su Yuyang happily went to handle his physical needs. He didn't understand what Su Su meant when she said, his kindness, but it didn't matter to him. He knew this boy would be good to Su Su in the future, but he also had his own plans and considerations. He had done a lot of good things for Su Su in order to be with her, but he was more interested in her family background than in her as a person. When he found out that Su Su had cut ties with her family, he became more distant, and eventually, it fizzled out. However, even after Tuan Tuan passed away, he still remained tangled with Su Su. Tuan Tuan only lived for 5 years, staying by Su Su's side for 4 years. Later, although Tuan Tuan found Su Su in a spiritual form, it wasn't clear what exactly happened between this boy and Su Su. But since he was someone who would never have a future with Su Su, there was no need for him to pay much attention. Just let Su Su continue to develop freely. The system's medicine truly lived up to its reputation. He had only taken a small dose in the afternoon, but by the time he went out, he felt full of energy, unlike yesterday when he could barely move. Miss Su, I'm here to help you change the door. When Su Su returned home, the landlord was standing outside her door with two workers. Change the door? Su Su was confused. She remembered that the door was fine and hadn't had any issues. Yesterday, I saw that you have a dog. I've also had pets before, so I thought changing the door would make things more convenient. All right, you can change it, since the house belonged to the landlord. Su Su had no right to interfere with his decisions. Moreover, the change was for her and her dog's convenience, so she had no reason to refuse. Your friend is here? When Su Su opened the door, the landlord saw the male classmate busy in the kitchen. After greeting him, the landlord instructed the workers to begin. Hello. The male classmate struck a pose as if he was the man of the house. The landlord didn't say anything else. Once the door was installed, he handed Su Su the new keys and left. Tuan Tuan, come here and try the new door. Su Su only realized the clever design after the landlord had finished installing the door. There was actually a small door specifically made for Tuan Tuan. When it went out, the door would automatically close, and when it wanted to come in, the door would open. It was very convenient. Su Su was surprised at how thoughtful the landlord was. She had never imagined that the landlord would go out of his way to do something like this. Replacing the door was not cheap. Meanwhile, Su Yuanyang, who was happily running around, was thrilled. With this new door, his movements would be much more convenient. He wouldn't need Su Su to help him. He could go out to use the bathroom on his own. However, as a small dog, he wasn't planning to run out casually. If someone caught him, he had no way to resist. "Are you very familiar with the landlord?" Over here, the male classmate furrowed his brows and asked Su Su, his tone sounding somewhat unpleasant. "Not really. This is only the third time we've met. He probably just really likes animals," Su Su speculated. She wasn't a fool and quickly sensed something. The landlord had gone through the trouble of replacing the door for Tuan Tuan, but her first reaction wasn't joy, it was caution. There's no such thing as a free lunch. However, that didn't mean she would accept the male classmate's questioning. "It's nothing. I think he's a nice person,"